control that money, because, do you recall that that's a bad thing of money that come up in McCusker at all?
I hadn't,
That's a new element.
I had touched on it, what I told him was, there are various times and intervals, and I couldn't, it's a matter of, I didn't have a present recollection, I still, you know, I don't have a recollection of it.
Right, not that.
But that this subject came up in Dean's conversation, and that, he would ask me for advice, he would ask me, what to do, and it almost invariably, I had no response for it. I just, I was helpless in that situation. The one time that I did respond was when he specifically asked if they could use compost.
Yep.
And that's the only time. I've never been able to, other than the Bittman thing where I said, hell no.
Yeah.
I've just never been able to help it. And so it doesn't surprise me if I said, get somebody else to help you.
Yeah. Why does Peru help?
Or Rockefeller, or Mitchell, or
the
other. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't nonplus me.
I Brown.
John was getting increasingly desperate as time went on.
Yeah, trying to keep the living.
Trying to keep the living.
Which is a job.
And I never could help it.
That's right. Hey, look, what did I say that about that again? I mean, he said that about that being obstruction.
So that is not. That's right.
He knows that, maybe.
He said that the circumstances will be difficult to explain.
Yeah.
No question about that. But he said a great deal rests upon whether Bob intended, believed, desired,
yeah,
that the funds be used for a specific purpose when he sent it back over there.
But right now, I'm feeding out of the bottom of the conversation.
Oh. They just thought that was silly. I went through this whole business, the deep sex, the guy leaving the country, and the cop box episode, and all that. And they said, well, when do we get to the crimes? And I said, you just heard them. I said, well, it's not in there. It's ridiculous.
They don't consider that as being part of the conspiracy. No, you were asked.
They do not.
Why? No, you didn't do anything.
But they didn't do anything. And they said, well, why was Kalmbach subservient to you? And I explained that. They just didn't have any trouble with it. Now, they may get an earful over there this afternoon. It's a prosecutor's job.
Sure.
Give them an
earful. Yeah.
And so, they may have something when they get back. I've suspected all along that we were being alone, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And that Dean had unloaded a good deal more than that. And so, I'm going to be interested to see what they come back with.
Exactly.
And it seems to me I have to go back to my Siamese twin analogy. cut those Siamese twins apart and somebody dies.
Right.
And
both die.
Maybe. You are so terribly close in the perception of the press.
Yeah.
Perception of the
yeah, I agree with that, but you are also at this situation. We can keep it all in the town.
Wow.
I mean, in other words, I couldn't agree more. I believe in fighting like hell so far trying to keep
it. No, it isn't really a question of demonstrating loyalty or anything of that.
No. No, I believe in trying to keep it, but can't
yeah.
be done.
Yeah, well, I think we have to analyze this. I think if you kept it, you would have to go out and say, I carefully reviewed the evidence which the U.S. Attorney and the Assistant Attorney General have brought me on the subject. House to so-and-so. I have to weigh, on the one hand, the validity and seriousness of the charge versus the value to me of the individual.
Yep.
And the integrity of the office. There's an overriding consideration. Maybe you do this either way, three stays or goes.
Sure.
And you say, weigh this. I've come to a conclusion that while well, it is not clear cut either way,
that's right.
I must do so and so.
Right.
But I think you have to make a public explanation either way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Public explanation if you leave. And might be the other but you make a public explanation for staying.
You know Whiter well.
Yeah. Let me say, that in that case, doing it that way, every intention, I mean, I wish to do it that way, but doing it that way, we say all of these things happen. Run the whole fact.
Yeah.
Or I could say, I've asked for a week, or maybe an appellate run.
Statement or synopsis or something. I don't know how you do that.
Here are the facts that people will
people may disagree with. It's a judgment call. But this is the way I have to call it. Don't for that, whatever it is. If you don't do it that way, then all sorts of ugly inferences arise. Either way, if you keep him, ugly inferences arise that you're covering up. If you let go, then the inferences arise that you're disloyal or that he's venal or that sort of thing. And you've got to clear the air.
Seems to be true. The both is it.
And the term yours is so
small, but just want to get by.
Not too early for you. You won't be back yet early, will you?
Will
be sharp. He's very lively, very sharp.
We came up with the options on things like reservations.
And yes, plus indeed, we sure have. And
oh, good one.
They're very preliminary, but they both, trying to look at it from your standpoint, felt that Bob leaving would hurt you more than help you.
What's the reason?
On the fact pattern. In other words, that it would look like you were overreacting, number one. That the facts known were not sufficient to justify it, so there must be other facts hidden up that you're not expressing.
All right, see.
And that
in your case double so.
That would be the
part I extension of that. Second point.
That's a very tentative conclusion.
That's before they go down.
That's it. You shouldn't rest much weight on that.
Second point is what I would love to hear that from the second point in that is alright, now let's come down to the hard place. Who's that? What do they say in the event there is an indictment, that your name is cold, an unindicted co-conspirator?
Well, of course, that's got them on their ear. They just don't even understand what that is. This is something that they can't understand. It's one of the reasons they went down there,
right,
to find out what that's all about.
Right.
Because they say that's just not proper procedure. And, of course, they're also just on their ear about the fact that the reporter's notes got out. They say that that is Glanzer. That's a typical prosecutor's trick. You give Anderson those reporters notes on Strong's interrogation.
I told Peterson today, I said that came right out of the U.S. Attorney's office.
Yeah.
I said, don't give me that stuff. The report that you changed the reporter, that we have to get out.
be very hard to prove, unfortunately, but...
Well, the fact that came out, Mark, we get it.
Sure.
Good home.